Hello?
Hello.
Good evening, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Ingrid Kelpfoher?
This is Ingrid.
I am not telling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote?
Yes.
Definitely? Okay, thank you. And what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
59.
And just to be sure we represented everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use 10. Any number from 0 to 10. 10, okay? Extremely motivated. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Independent.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
In the middle. Sorry, I don't know what was again. In the middle.
Yeah, I just have four options. Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied.
Okay. Somewhat satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I have a short list, and I know all are important, but the most important to you: criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, immigration and border security, inflation and the economy, climate change and environmental issues, healthcare costs, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, or the last three, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes.
I'm gonna go with the protecting our democracy.
Oh, protecting our democracy. Okay, but just let me finish. Just two more. Maybe you change the mind. Okay, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. And the last one is standing up and fighting against racial discrimination. Still with protecting our democracy. Or
yeah, like you said, they're all important. But
correct. But
you
the
have to keep
one. Yes, thank you for your opinion. And now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Boy, that's an interesting question, because it's for who? Are they getting better for who?
I know. In general.
I think they're getting worse.
Getting worse, okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often will you say do you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
So does it have to be for me? Because I'm a high school teacher and I see it, but it's not me.
Yes, you, personally.
No, not at all.
Do you experience racism or discrimination? Not at all. And how often will you say do you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And will you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
The same, I guess.
And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay, hold on a second.
No problem.
Hold on a second. Nico!
Yeah.
Stop playing that. My son is playing his musical instrument. Go ahead.
I understand. It's not our phone. Okay. The first one on the list, Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100. How would you rate her?
90.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights, from 0 to 100.
Don't know about them.
Never heard of. The Democratic Party, from 0 to 100. In general, the Democratic Party.
70.
Joe Biden, how would you rate him?
80.
The NAACP, from 0 to 100?
I don't know. Probably 70.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Ugh, zero.
Zero. Okay. The next one, Donald Trump, how would you rate him?
Zero.
And Taylor Swift?
50. I don't really care. 50.
Okay. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And how
only because
are you...
I don't know anything about West.
Okay. Yeah, if the elections were held today, just imagine that. Joe Biden.
Yeah,
that's
Biden. Right.
Okay, and how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat not so worried, or not at all?
The rise? Or the rise? I'm sorry.
The rise of white supremacy in America today.
I am worried.
Very worried. And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. And for each one, just tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? First issue, American democracy is under major threat now. Strongly agree with that?
Strongly agree.
Okay. The next one, the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Strongly agree.
Your heritage, tradition, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
You strongly disagree or just somewhat? Sorry.
Somewhat disagree.
The next one. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
No, not a big problem.
Strongly disagree with that or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
The last two. America is on the path to another civil war.
Oh, somewhat. I don't know about that. I think
somewhat
that's
agree.
Too strong. Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the last one. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
And in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? And is that a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
And now, we're almost done with the survey. We are 75% now. And thank you for your kindness to help us. The last few questions. I'm going to read you two statements some people have made, and please tell me which you agree with more, statement A or B, okay?
Okay.
Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Or, statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more, A or B?
B.
Much more with B or somewhat more with B?
Much more with B.
And I'm going to read you a short list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. And please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means you don't think it's important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Okay? The first one, free and fair elections. How important from 0 to 10?
10.
A fair and equitable court system from 0 to 10?
10.
Secure borders. How important?
Five.
Quality K through 12 education.
10.
Traditional family values.
I don't know what that means. Everybody's traditions are different.
I understand, but you can answer based on what you think it means. From 0 to 10, how important do you think traditional family values?
Traditional family values. I'll say 3.
3, okay. Religious freedom. From 0 to 10, how important?
Religious freedom?
Yes.
I think it's important. 10?
From 0 to 10? Is that a 10, okay. And affordable healthcare? From 0 to 10, how important?
10.
A strong military? From 0 to 10?
6.
6, okay. And finally, this is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your patience. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvement to the country. And please rate it using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5, you somewhat agree. And 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Just 2 statements. And you can use any number.
Which one is strongly agree?
10. 10 means you strongly agree with the statement. 5, okay. Somewhat, and 0, not at all. Okay? Just 2 statements.
Okay.
The first one. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. If we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. Is that a 10?
Can
you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the court majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the doors to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our lives, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10?
Yep.
Strongly agree with them? Okay. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you again. On a scale from 0 to 10, your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, lots. I have passed college, passed masters.
Okay.
I never finished a doctorate, but I have many masters.
Yeah, but it's a postgrad, okay? And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
Yes.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
And the last question, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes the survey, and thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
You
too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.